You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're going two for two today. Another listing on the JSE, this time on the main board, not on the Altex like yesterday. I'm talking about the Rainbow listing that finally happened today. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we caught up with the RCL team. We looked at that RCL Sens announcement saying that they would be unbundling Rainbow, and today was that listing date. Now, the stock is set to start trading on Monday, but today was a momentous day for the gentleman I'm about to catch up with. I'm joined on the line by Martinez Stander, who is the CEO of a Rainbow Chicken, to take a look at what today meant. Good evening, Martinez. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a big day today, even though there wasn't any trading that took place, but it marks the start of a new chapter for the business.
Yes, Jimmy, indeed a very exciting day. We've been waiting for this for a long time, so it signals us going on our own. Yeah, and looking forward. It'll be a new journey. Listed space is busy, but all exciting.
Martinez, when we look at that busyness of the listed space, obviously it comes with a set of new challenges and all of the administrative requirements and the compliance things that come with that. But it also comes with being able to unlock some value for shareholders, being able to stand as a business of your own, being able to go out into the market and say, we are here to create even more value for those that believe in our business, for our suppliers, for our entire business. That's the positive to all of this, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, Jimmy. The rigors and all the scrutiny and everything that goes with it. Yes, we have to do that. Everybody's got to do that. I do think it does allow for, you know, awareness of our sector and the business and agri and poultry. It also allows for comparison. So, yeah, I think that is also good, and it gives us prominence even in the interactions with, you know, government, etc.
Martinez, when we look at the new structure for Rainbow going forward, I'd imagine there's still going to be a very clear kind of involvement within the RCL family, the Remgro family. This is not something that's going to take you away from that completely. But what it will allow you to do is almost chart your own path and pursue a different vision for the business. What does that vision look like?
Yes, Jimmy. So our vision is not necessarily to, you know, become the biggest. Astral is known as the big bird, but it is definitely to be best in class, you know, and to be relevant to our customers and to our consumers. And yes, Remgro remains as the common shareholder in both RCL Foods and in Rainbow.
Going forward, does that then mean that the path or the strategy that you're going to pursue is going to be different from what it has been in the past? I mean, under the RCL brand, there are a lot of other good quality brands that have always been there as well. And RCL themselves have also said that from a poultry perspective, the whole reason behind unbundling is so that Rainbow can actually make a significant dent in what the big bird, as you refer to it, would be doing in the market. It's to show that you have a quality business that can compete on that scale and that isn't hidden behind any other businesses or any other brands.
Jimmy, yes, just bear in mind we've been busy with, call it a turnaround project for the past 3 years. So we have been operating separately. What this now allows, and to the benefit of the investor, is really a pure play scenario. So RCL Foods can pursue the value, you know, the value added fast moving consumer goods business, while Rainbow can pursue a much more agri business, yes, linked to commodity cycles. But each of these businesses can now do this pursuing their own investment thesis, you know, and carving their own path forward.
Well, certainly that carving forward is going to be a good sign for the business, and we look forward to it. Going forward from here, Martinez, we have Monday as the first trading day, and that's obviously going to bring with it a whole new set of insights and feelings and emotions and all of that. Are you ready for Monday?
Yeah, so just to Update on that. Trading started today, but Monday will be, the effective date of unbundling. So shareholders will then receive their shares on Monday. And yes, and then it's a matter of, some shareholders who receive shares on the one-to-one basis as current RCL shareholders will then have to decide. Do they remain in for the potential upside and, the unlock, value unlock, that is possible with Rainbow? Do they want to decouple them as much as possible from the commodity cycles? And we can't really say. That is now what is going to be really interesting, as you say. We'll have to see how that plays out. So really exciting times.
Martinez, I want to get your thoughts on something in the poultry space. I mean, we've certainly seen a couple of conversations around the poultry rebates, especially for the importing of chicken and other poultry products. And we've seen that local organizations like the South African Poultry Association have been against these rebates, saying they create a bit of an uncompetitive local market, or they hinder the competitiveness of the local market. I want to get your thoughts around where we stand on that. We've seen that there's been a bit of a back and forth around the rebates. Do they go ahead? Do they not? And as a player in this space, you now have to contend with this on an even larger scale because, much like the big bird that you mentioned, when things go and affect the business, they're now going to affect your share price going forward.
Yes, quite right, Jimmy. So that rebate was put in place by Minister Patel at the time because there was concern for avian influenza having led to a potential shortage in the market. So he wanted to supplement it with imports and therefore a rebate on anti-dumping tariffs were announced certainly for the first quarter. We contested it not only as Rainbow, but as you rightfully says, as part of the South African Poultry Association. We did our calculations, presented our case, and we indicated that there, in fact, was no shortage due to the mitigation plans made and implemented by the industry, like importing eggs, hatching eggs, and extending flocks, et cetera, et cetera. So we filled that gap. Minister did give us an audience, and we managed to provide ITAC with information. The undertaking was that we could then approve our case, which we then did via independently collating information from the various players and producers. So I think it has settled the issue, and there has not been announcement of any further rebates in that field. So the condition of it had to be as a result of avian influenza and it had to be a shortage is not prevalent. So more comfortable with that outcome.
There can't be a shortage when we've got such big producers locally that are able to keep up with this. Thanks so much for those insights, Martinez. We wish you the best of luck with the business going forward. We'll certainly catch up as those results start to come in because those are the conversations we will then have going forward. But for now, wishing you all of the best to you and your team. That's Martinez Stander, who is the CEO of Rainbow Chicken, joining me to reflect on their listing day today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.